Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Calder. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today, to understand the truth of the Bible, the truth of the Word of God, to understand the prophecies that are taking place in these end times in which we are living, and to understand what we need to do and what God is calling us to come out of, because this is nothing but Babylon the Great. And God calls us out of Babylon. He says, come out of her, my people, that you be not partaker of her sins, and you be not partaker of her wrath and her punishment and her judgment. Now, we've covered many things concerning a end time coming one world religion. Well, the truth is, this has happened in the past. And it actually happened right at the temple of God in Jerusalem. Now, why is it that these things come right into the heart and core of what God has established? Because there is a Satan, the devil, out there who wants to destroy those who believe in God, the true God. He wants to do it by subverting them, by causing their societies to become lawless and then subverting them into believing that they can amalgamate other gods together with the true worship of God. And that is an oxymoron, or as I like to say, a more oxon. It is so bad that it is unreal. Now, let's come to Jeremiah, the 7th chapter. Because just before the fall of Jerusalem and Judea in the days of Jeremiah, before the Jews were carried off into captivity into Babylon, they did the same thing that we're doing today. And today we're living in Babylon the Great. And today the nations of the modern descendants of the tribes of Israel are doing the same thing. And so God's reaction is going to be exactly the same. So let's see what God told Jeremiah. Jeremiah 7 and verse 1. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word, and say, hear the word of the Lord, all Judah who enter in at the gates to worship the Lord. Are you willing to hear the word of God? Are you willing to listen to what God has to say? Are you willing to listen to the Pied Pipers of deception and false religions out there? Notice what God says. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings. God wants repentance. God wants change. God wants you to worship and serve him. Not the religions of this world, not a false Christ, not a false God. Watch your love and your devotion to him. You see, the human mind is so perverse that they want all the blessings of God while they thumb their nose at God and live any old way they want to. Then they're surprised when the judgment of God comes upon them. So notice what God said. Amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. But if not, verse 4, you trust in lying words. Do you trust in lying words? Do you trust in your pastor? Do you trust in your priest? Do you trust in your imam? Do you trust in your Hindu priest? Do you trust in your Buddhist priest? Those are lying words. Do you trust in your Catholic priest? Do you trust in the Pope? Do you trust in the bishop and cardinal? And those who are never to have children are called father. What a perversion. But here's what they did then, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. Why, if we do it right here in the house of God, that's wonderful. Just like we went through with the faith shared. Now, we'll get into some more of that in just a little bit. Let's invite all these other religions in and have them read from their scriptures. In a house that's supposed to be called by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, God is calling for repentance for you. Will you repent? Will you come to God? Will you examine your own ways and compare them by the Word of God and change and repent and go the way of God? What will you do? We're living in the last days. Christ is going to return at the set time at the end of these last days. How far we have to go, we don't know. But we have to live by faith, whether it is long or whether it is short. So what will you do? Will you amend your ways? It says thoroughly amend your ways. Not just a little here, not just a little there. Amend your ways and your doings if you will thoroughly execute judgment between man and his neighbor. If you will not oppress the stranger, the fatherless, the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, nor walk after other gods to your own hurt. Two great sins. Abortion, shedding innocent blood. Amalgamating the religions and other gods. God says, that's to your own hurt. Is our nation hurting? Is your nation hurting? Do you have abortion? Do you have acceptance of other gods? Do you reject the true Sabbath of God, the true holy days of God? Do you think that your goodness and your ways and your thoughts are going to bring you salvation? Have you ever asked yourself, where am I going? Where am I headed? What am I going to do? Well, if you don't, God is going to make you decide. Because if you think things are bad now, just wait until more of the judgment of God comes upon us. You think we've had enough of flooding, enough of drought, enough of tornadoes, enough of hurricanes, enough of murder and crime and homosexuality and bestiality and mixing of religions? And we still won't listen? Have we had enough of the stranger rising up in our midst, pouring across our borders with drugs and murder and hate and war? When will we turn to God? When will we amend our ways? Let's see what he says. Verse 8. Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. A lie never works. Verse 9. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense to Baal, and walk after other gods whom you do not know? Isn't that what they're doing in this ecumenical one-world religion movement, which has been going on for decades? Well, over 100 years. Going clear back to 1893 and the first meeting of the Parliament of World Religions in the United States. Go online, look up the Parliament of World Religions. Go online and look up United Religions. See what they are saying. Go online and look up Faith Shared. See how many tens of thousands of people, really affecting millions of people, this is going on, and it's gaining momentum. Verse 10, God says, and then come and stand before me in this house which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations. That's what God views the other religions of the world. Abominations. And yet, we are to have faith shared, uniting in prayer and understanding. Oh, aren't we such good people? No, you're deceived by Satan the devil. Building the interfaith community. So here are some suggestions right online by Rick Warren of the Saddleback Church of Southern California. And you go online to those other websites that I mentioned and see what they have. See what they're doing. See that there are hundreds of organizations and thousands of people involved in this. And they are dedicated to it with a zeal. While the Christianity of this world is falling apart like so much, I think the word was used by one man, jello. Some days it's firm, and some days it's just liquid. So rather than preaching Christ in repentance, notice their suggestions so that you can have interfaith dialogue with other religions so that we will all be at peace and accept one another. Really. You can have coffee clutches, you can have youth programs, you can have local media outreach, you can celebrate, have a time to get together, and have you seen the ad on television where it shows all kinds of people coming to this huge long table, and they're all bringing their food, and they're all sitting down and enjoying one another, sharing their food, and everything is nice. Listen, we live in a deceived world, and all of those advertisements which are nicey-nice, goody-goody, oh, we're wonderful, is a false reality, living in a delusion. So it goes on to say, well, you can have forums, foster great public conversation on interfaith relations in houses of worship, school auditoriums, and town halls. Now, what if someone showed up there like Jeremiah and said, God says, repent. God says what you're doing is wrong. God says, turn to his word and believe him. Ha! Boy, the usher would be right there and just throw that guy out, and he would be the only one speaking truth there. But everyone is so immersed in their lovely little lies that they wouldn't want to have their feathers ruffled. Well, you can go on with library displays, time capsules, local legacies, lights, camera, action. Take your own videos of this and get it on your local channel. Show everyone how wonderful this is. And we're working for peace and we're working for diversity and we accept each other. My, my, isn't that interesting? Oh, you can have music, yes. You can have religious music and secular music and beat drums, run around in circles, have chants, okay. Tours of places of worship. Oh, why don't you go down to the local Buddhist temple? And why don't you go down to the local Catholic cathedral? And why don't you come over here to the local Protestant church? And why don't you go to the mosque? The next section is guidance for outreach to mosques, synagogues, temples, gurdwaras, meeting rooms, and other houses of worship. So they welcome those to come on here and download this. And here's what they say. The false Christian evangelical church in Southern California promoting world religion says this. We are grateful for your decision to take part in Faith Shared to make this event a success. You should find houses of worship from other faith traditions to partner with. If that is not possible, you may want to have members of your congregation read from the holy text of those faiths. Yes, by all means, let's have the world scriptures. Isn't that wonderful? Aren't we broad-minded? Aren't we wonderful people? So it continues here. The following is an outreach guide to put you on the path to success. We want you to be successful in sin. We want you to be successful in turning your back on the true God. We want you to be successful in accepting another Jesus and another religion. Yes, won't that be wonderful? God says it's an abomination. We will continue adding resources to faithshared.org as we get closer to the event, so check back regularly. So, watch and see where this goes. Look who's going to be the biggest casualty of all. That which is supposed to be Christianity. This is why Christianity in the world is coming apart. It's being destroyed from within by false teachers who snuck in. It's being destroyed from without by those who are coming in to destroy it and amalgamate it with the other religions of the world to form a great one-world religion. So the question to us is, will we believe God and love him? Will we come out of this great Babylon the Great? Will we turn to God with all our hearts and mind and soul and being, as Jeremiah said, thoroughly amend our ways? And today, that's where it's at. So all of these things are laid before us as choices. What will you choose? What will you do? What things are you willing to put aside that are contrary to the will of God? What thoughts are you willing to reject to bring them in conformity to the will of God? So these things are very important. We need to think on these and understand what's going on. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And this is Fred Calder saying so long, everyone.